blues like that. Gonna leave you now with a real rocker. Ken in the fourth dimension. Doing See If I Care. Baby. Actually, that's not part of the title. That's my own baby.
This is Lisa with the concert billboard for Saturday, January 22nd. Tonight, The Machine is at Irving Plaza. Scatterbrain, Dysfunction, Retribution, and Spork are at the Grand. Roscoe's Gang and Go to Blazes are at Maxwell. Waldo's, Vibes, and Ism are at Continental. Donna Party, Love Fox, Explosive Pill, and Nancy Once a Day are at the Batcave. Uncle Wiggly, Luna, ESG, and Unrest are at CBGB's. Wasabi is at Wetlands. Yahudi Mormons, Popsicle, and the Maggies are at Brownies. Desperate Measures, Jerkwater, Nemesis, My World, Pud, Uncle Jack, and Post Junction are at Street Level. The Strangers are at Avalon. All About Chad, Collector, and the Erratics are at Lauterbach. Native and Electric Soup are at McGovern's. Milo Z and Brain Delay are at Bar AKA. Ron Sunshine and the Smoking Section will be at Mondo Perso. Ruthie Foster and GGB are at Terra Blues. Little Sean, Truth, Goodfall, and Dave Mann will be at the Bitter End. Chris Carter is at LaVar Bat. Fluid Foundation, The Velt, and Faith are at the Knitting Factory. Second Step, Second Planet, and Thin Kings are at the New Music Cafe. Glass Onion is at the Rock and Roll Cafe, and the Santa Wright Band is at Manny's Car Wash. Tomorrow night, January 23rd, Stick, Stalker, and Tribal Red will be at Limelight. Kissing Time, Fluffer, Rosie O'Shea, and Cloud William are at Continental. Joe Christ will be at Brownies. Sponge is at McGovern's. Ricky Q and Bags of Wonder are at Mondo Verso. Hot Ice and Mo Holmes and the Pioneers will be at Terra Blues. Watercolor Mirage, Soul Sauce, Bodega Dragons, and Man-Made Jam are at the Bitter End. Steel Breeze is at the Rock and Roll Cafe. And Julius Watkins Jazz French Horn Festival is at the Knitting Factory. On Monday, January 24th, Sweet Little Roxana, Love Pirates, and The Interesting Guys will be at Continental. Jimmy Guthrie, Spent, Ultra Cindy, and Paint are at Brownies. Beat Rodeo is at the Ludlow Cafe. Downbeat will be at Bar AKA. And Attila Engine New World Orchestra will be at the New Music Cafe. On Tuesday, January 25th, the Mulgrew-Miller Trio is at Downbeat. The B-52s will be at CBGB's. Koi Dogs, Adrenaline, Uninvited, and Shell Shock are at Pyramid. Irving Lewis Latin will be at Terra Blues. Andrew Porter, The Collective, and Distant Cousins are at The Bitter End. And Junko Partners are at Manny's Car Wash. For more information, call WUSB at 516-632-6901 or contact the venue. If you're a local band and you'd like your shows listed, write us at WUSB Student Union Building, SUNY Stony Brook, 11794. Concert Billboard can be heard weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon and midnight. You're listening to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
Oh, wow. Did you see that?
Welcome to Brain Damage. Well, if we could please not have the audience laughing now. Thank you. This is Brain Damage, and we're together for the next 2 hours. And as always, we will be taking phone calls and doing what we feel like doing with them. Our number, which is already tied up, I don't think that's fair. But the number is already tied up, 632-6901. If you call now, you'll hear a busy signal. That's our busy signal. It may not actually belong to us, but it's a busy signal you'll get when you call in. Simple as that. Right, Jim?
Whoa!
Yeah. And maybe Jim will say something more meaningful today. Yeah. It's 12 minutes after 12 o'clock, and hi, Spiny, how are you?
Fine. A little bit warmer now.
Well, it's warmer than it was last week when you spent most of the show outside, I believe.
Yeah, they let me in, actually.
Did you open your assignment for this week?
Yeah.
And what do you have to do this week?
Back to the 45.
Oh, you're coordinating the 45 record. You know, actually, I'm kind of glad that... Yeah, make sure you move the mic. Don't make any noise when you do that because it sounds very...
Well, you shouldn't have me potted up when...
Moving the microphones around.
Well...
As long as you're going into the 45 cabinets, I was wondering if you might be able to find some rare 70s vintage material for me.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I have a whole section of it.
You do?
Yep.
Well, that's good. Okay, because, I'm sort of into the 70s revival thing, and I'd kind of like to continue.
And guess what?
What's that?
It's not even the least bit crackly.
Really?
Yep.
You must take very good care of those 45s.
It sounds just like it's from a CD.
Wow. 45 is so weird looking, you know? They got the big hole in the middle. Well, I mean, whose idea was that, to put a big hole in the middle of 45? Does it do something to the way it spins? Why does it have to have... I mean, you had to buy these little converter things, or you had to have
spiders.
Something on your turntable that popped up. What was the point? What was the point? How many times did you have a 45 and you didn't have one of the converter things, and you had to sort of balance it in the middle and hope it didn't wobble? But it always did.
And it sounded a lot cooler, too, when it wobbled.
I didn't think so.
Oh, you didn't have the right records for the right...
Well, yeah, you grew up on psychedelic stuff, but, I mean, I grew up on more of the traditional types of music, you know, the Partridge Family and that kind of thing. And it didn't sound good when you wobbled it, uh-uh.
No siree, Bob. Is that your bag of condoms in the other room?
Well, you know, it's interesting you should point that out. No, it's not my bag of condoms, but everybody at the radio station got a condom in their mailbox. And what color is yours, if I might ask?
I have a whole bag full. I went and got the condoms.
Oh, you're the one that put them in people's mailbox.
No, I didn't do that. Erica and I got a whole bunch of them.
Uh-huh. Well, then there must be one in your mailbox now.
No, but there's a box full of my house.
You mean you didn't get one in your mailbox?
Why would I put one in my own mailbox?
Then you did put them in people's mailboxes. That's
no.
What I'm trying to get out of you here.
No. I refuse to admit that.
Well, since you said you didn't put them in your mailbox, but everybody else has one except you, that leads me to believe that you're the one that put them in people's mailboxes. But
no, faulty logic.
All right.
Congluted logic.
But you know there isn't one in your mailbox. Well, I got one and it's yellow.
Would you like a different color?
Well, no. I don't have any objection to the color, per se. It's kind of neat. But it's the last thing I was expecting to find in a mailbox here.
Surprised you knew what it
perhaps
was.
Perhaps you could explain to people what... Yeah, what these are, first of all, and also why you put them in everybody's mailbox and why we have a whole box of the things.
Well, we put them in people's mailboxes. Well, I didn't put them.
Not just condoms. They're condoms that are in plastic
colors.
And they're glued to a piece of paper. Not glued very well to a piece of paper either, coming right off.
Well, someone put them in people's mailboxes just to get rid of them, basically.
I guess that's the quickest way to get rid of them.
Yep.
All right, so...
Actually, the quickest way to get rid of things around here is right... property of USB on it and leave it.
Let's see, they're from Lifebeat. What's Lifebeat?
Basically, you remember CMJ, big
yes.
Convention?
Yes, big convention in New York City.
Well, at all the shows, like, you know, all the cool shows that were going on, they passed out condoms as part of the AIDS awareness thing. thingy, safe
but
sex
Don't
thingy.
They know that that annoys parents, that annoys conservative-minded people that don't wish to pretend those things exist?
Yeah, but then you can pretend like they're fashion-colored water balloons or something.
Uh-huh.
But, who goes? Who cares?
You know, I've always wanted to do this.
It's lubricated, so I wouldn't put it to your lips.
Oh, for God's sake. Why do they have to ruin the fun? I already opened it, too.
I shouldn't even tell you. Maybe it's not lubricated. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's got all this spermicide stuff on it, too.
Ugh.
So God knows what happens.
You said sperm.
Well, I don't know. You know, I've always wanted to hear what they sound like when they explode. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Maybe we can get a volunteer.
I don't think so.
Lifebeat is a not-for-profit AIDS awareness and resource organization. We are dedicated to mobilizing the celebrity talent. Is that us?
Yep.
And musical expertise of the entertainment industry as a fundraising resource for community-based AIDS service organizations throughout the United States. We provide services such as our nationwide toll-free hotline and tour outreach programs to disseminate life-saving information. But, you know, I don't see their toll-free hotline on this piece of paper anywhere.
Did you ever see the like wicked long design around the base of the condom?
The long design?
Yeah.
What, artwork or something?
Yeah, have you ever seen it before?
No.
I guess you never had to roll it out that far.
Let me see.
Bam, bam,
you're about to actually...
leave.
No, you're about to unroll this.
I got my gloves on. I ain't touching it.
You can take your gloves off.
No, I can't. It takes me a half hour to get
bundled
up.
There is no design at the end of this thing. You're just trying to make that up.
I knew you never saw one of those before.
They are fascinating, aren't they? Think of the engineering design that goes into... You know, would it fit over the microphone?
Safe radio broadcasting.
Yeah, we're going to try this. We're going to do the entire show tonight with a condom over the microphone. Could you please talk to the folks while I'm trying to do this?
Sure. Did you ever see the clips of...
stretch out that far.
...of condom factories, how they test them?
Boy, these things are slippery.
I guess not.
Right, I think I got it. Yes!
Wow, if a mic never looked rude before, that's a reservoir tip there.
All right.
That looks really rude.
I am... I am speaking to you now through a microphone that is covered with a condom. And, you know, I don't know. Will this thing shoot out and hit me in the face?
Sure.
Because it looks really, really tight. Like, it doesn't want to be there. Wow. This is a work of art. I don't know what to do with it.
What does it sound like? Are you muddied? Or are you...
Well, I think I'm a bit... I'm coming through some kind of, protection here. Yeah. And I guess what we're hearing is the protection that a condom affords you if sexual activity could be measured in vocal cords.
I guess it's the decibels of safety is what you're trying to say.
Decibels of safety, yeah. But, you know, I'm really scared to be doing this because if the thing snaps and hits me in the face, it's going to hurt.
Don't point it towards me.
Boy, I wish I had a camera because no one's going to believe that we actually did this. It smells, too. My God, it really stinks in here. Oh. Smells like a rubber factory. But if this is what it takes to send a message, what's the message we're sending again?
I don't know.
Doesn't it stink in here?
It smells like two people going at it all night.
That's not what it smells like.
Yes, it does.
No. That's what these things smell like, but that's not what you said smells like because it doesn't smell like that. If you catch my drift. All right, let me give out the phone number for this place.
I'll talk to you later.
You can say you heard it on the Condom Protected Radio show.
see ya.
212-245-3240. Are you still here? Wait, you can answer one question for me.
Sure.
This is the State University of New York at Stony Brook. Right? Has that changed in the last week?
Oh, you want me to answer that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we were bought by Mormons or something.
No, it's just the phone company that changed.
Okay. So... isn't school starting soon? Or did it starting next week or the
tomorrow,
week before that?
Monday it starts. Sorry.
So where is everybody? There's nobody here.
Too damn cold. I have a telephone story.
Tell me your telephone story.
Well, you know those...
this is really frightening.
Those fake phones?
Those fake phones.
Yeah, they're not really AT&T or one of your well-known brand names.
You're talking about customer-owned, coin-operated telephones, known as cold cuts to the industry.
Yeah, cold cuts.
Yes.
I had a beef with them. My car broke down, and they had them blanketed all over this parking lot, right?
Uh-huh.
All of them didn't work.
Uh-huh.
But they had this handy-dandy little 800 number that you can call and make complaints.
Okay. So did you call and make a complaint?
You bet.
Uh-huh. So what happened?
Well, I can't really repeat my language over the air.
Well, what did the phone do to you?
It took my money.
You put money in it?
Yeah.
First mistake. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I was stranded. I had to... And I wasn't going to pay for a collect phone call. I mean, I'm just, like, close enough to my house to make a phone call that cost a quarter, but not close enough to walk back.
Uh-huh.
And then it took my money, so I went to the other phones, and they were all down. They have no right to call themselves a phone company and betray our trust. You trust.
Well, that's what the real phone company does. They betray our trust all the time. I guess they were just sort of following in their footsteps.
Yeah, I guess so. But if I was an old lady, I would have to walk, like, 3 miles to the nearest workable phone.
Well, you know how it is. Life's a challenge. Life can be a bitch, even. But you know what it is?
You're getting close to what I told that lady.
Life is life.
Yeah.
And you just can't get around that.
I'll tell you what
it's important
what
to
I
remember
said
that life is filled with challenges. And we must meet those challenges. We must welcome those challenges, in fact. We must avoid all lack of challenge.
I had to pretend I was a field service representative to get to a real person anyway. They had this wicked menu that just kept channeling you to dead-end pre-recorded messages, but I had to pretend that I was a field service something, and then they said, hello.
Wow.
A real person.
That's the only way to get through to them, isn't it?
To lie.
Well, you know,
lie like a rug.
Lying is something that you have to learn how to... The synthesizer seems to be gaining the advantage in this particular...
Adios.
Yeah, you better get out of here. It's taking over. It's the biggest synthesizer I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my God. Get out of the way. Jim.
Condom radio. Boy, this really stinks. We have another line, too. 632-6500 for those of you that don't dial fast enough.
The problem isn't being clear. The answer is...
I'm not leaving.
take our first phone call. Okay, Jim?
Definitely.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing? What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. Can I just say something really quick?
Isn't this a great synthesizer?
What?
The synthesizer, I think, is amazing.
The noise.
It's noise, but it's loud noise, you know? That's all that really matters when you're talking about noise.
Yo, man, did you talk to Matt lately?
Matt, you mean the counter host of this show? As in point, counterpoint. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
No, I haven't talked to him.
Is he going to be on next week?
Well, if I'm not on next week, he'll be on next week. But if I am on, he won't be.
All right, cool.
That's how it works. That's how it is in our contracts.
Yeah, I want to talk about my math teacher.
Your math teacher?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you don't give out his first and last name.
About his first and last name.
Okay, then go ahead.
All right, this guy is so nuts, man.
Yeah?
All right, he sells weed to, like, the kids and stuff, man.
Yeah? Is this the guy with, like, one arm or one leg or something?
No.
Want
to hear his voice?
Want to hear his voice? Sure.
This film will change your life. You'll never be the same person when you walk out that door.
You hear that?
that's your math teacher, huh?
Yeah, that's right after you made a deal, man.
That's right after you made a deal. Boy, that's something. He sounds pretty happy and self-content.
We watched Donald Duck and Myth Magic Land.
Math the Magic Land? So, did you learn something?
No, not really.
Yeah?
Dumb class, man.
Well, are you in the dumb class?
I'm in, general.
Yeah. Well, you know, it gives you something to shoot for, doesn't it? I don't mean the teacher. I mean, it gives you, you know, a goal.
I guess.
Gives you something to, look forward to. Well, that's fine. Is there anything else you wanted to pass along to us?
Hey, what did you do this week?
This week, I survived the cold.
Cold?
Yes. I spent the entire week concentrating on how to survive the cold.
You going to get, like, titty bars or anything?
No, not this week. This week I stayed away from those. Too cold for that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. This kid Hess, man.
Sorry?
What?
What?
Hess. I gotta tell him to get his knee pads on. He's so crazy.
Knee pads.
Yeah.
I guess you gotta tell him that if you need to.
Yep, you got it, man.
All right, anything else?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to Matt.
Which Matt?
Matt.
Okay.
Matt.
Okay. Well, you just did.
And I'd like to say hi to Hunter.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to say hi to my uncle.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Jim liked that one.
What?
Jim liked that particular greeting, I think. I don't know why he liked that, but he did.
Oh. All right, cool. Who's Jim?
Jim Wiener. He's sort of the unseen voice here at USB.
So, man, that guy's Spiny?
No, not Spiny.
I don't like Spiny, man.
Spiny is the seen, unvoiced person.
No, but Spiny, man, that guy really pissed me off.
Well, Spiny's out of here now, so, I mean, we can talk freely about him.
Wait, you're okay and Matt's okay?
Yeah, well, we know that.
I don't like Spiny, though, man.
Yeah, well, and he knows that, too, you know? He knows where he stands.
I have a friggin'
We've made it very, very clear. We've made it very clear. Even Jim agrees with this.
I agree completely.
He's in total agreement.
Jim.
Jim's cool. Jim's cool. He's just a bit misguided at points, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and he knows it more than anybody.
Yo, man, have you talked to any space robots?
No space robots recently. I imagine they're all looking through Hubble right now.
Ever hear those kids are cool and they see, like, space robots and all that garbage?
Yeah, I've heard about that. Isn't that something?
I know. What the hell's wrong with those kids, man?
Don't know, man.
They got nothing better to do than talk about stuff.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do, you know?
Yo... Do you listen to Rage Against the Machine?
No, I don't.
Don't you ever hear them?
No.
Good band, man.
Yeah? Are they local?
No, they're not local.
Where are they from?
What bands do you listen to, man?
I listen to all kinds of bands.
Everything?
Not everything. But a lot of things.
You don't listen to that rap shit, do you?
Occasionally. All right, let's go on another call. Good evening.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
What are you doing?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, well, I just got back from the Nassau Coliseum.
Did you? What were you doing there?
They had the monster trucks.
Ah, monster trucks.
Yeah, and they had, the street legals.
Yeah.
You bring your truck there.
Uh-huh.
And I was in that.
You were in that?
Yeah, I brought my truck there.
Now, what kind of... Is this one of these trucks that's, like, 25 feet off the ground?
Yep.
You drive one of those things?
Yep.
You drive it to 7-Eleven to get supplies and things?
Yeah.
Do you get stairs when you do that?
No, I got ladders.
Ah, that's good comeback there. Very good, very.
And I, you know, I throw ropes down.
What happens if you get a flat tire? I mean, does AAA cover that kind of thing?
Oh.
I didn't think so. In fact, where do you get tires in the first place? You grow them or something?
Like in, Sable, I think. They got the truck shop.
Uh-huh.
So, those tires. My tires are $500 a piece.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really something. And I'll bet balancing the wheels is no small matter.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, anyway, I went over the last jump there.
Yeah.
I was about 20 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And I came down and I snapped an axle.
You did? Was it your axle?
Huh?
Was it your axle or someone else's?
My axle.
Okay. So that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to get towed home.
Really? Now, what kind of tow? Are they monster tow trucks?
Yeah.
They have monster tow trucks that tow the monster trucks?
Yeah, well, they have the trucks that tow the 18-wheelers.
Yeah? So just the big tow trucks?
Yeah, one of the big rigs.
Wow. So you had to... You must have gotten quite a lot of stairs in the expressway coming home like that.
Yeah, right. Thing was all mudded up.
Yeah?
I got a lot of cleaning to do, you know?
Well, you get some sort of honorable mention for this?
What's that?
You get some sort of honorable mention? I mean, did the people in the Coliseum cheer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good, at least.
Especially when I snapped the axle.
Well, now, what's in it for you? Do you win something if...
It's fun, man.
Yeah? What's it like being in the cab and jumping all over the place?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah? You bounce around a lot?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. And so you use this truck to just get around on day-to-day life?
I don't use it every day, you know.
Go out on dates with it and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure.
Wow. That's something.
I run over cars.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, that's certainly day-to-day life in Long Island.
Yep.
Is it hard to handle?
No. Drives nice.
Yeah? Good mileage?
Yeah, good mileage.
I imagine it doesn't get stuck in the snow.
Oh. It's for sale if you want to buy it.
It is? Well, okay. Well, you're a bit disheartened by tonight's events, I guess.
You want to buy it or not?
I somehow can't imagine myself driving around in a monster truck at this point in time. I've got a monster car as it is.
Yeah, and what kind of car you drive?
It's one of those weird foreign ones that come from a country that no one really knows where it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good gas mileage, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's just, you know, kind of a weird kind of gas, but it's fine. I have no complaints.
I get 1 mile a gallon.
1 mile a gallon?
Yeah.
You measured it?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's easy to remember, isn't it? Put in 20 gallons, you're going to get 20 miles.
Yep. That's if I don't beat on it.
Uh-huh.
No. If I beat on it, it's a little less.
Yeah. How big is your gas tank, if you don't mind me asking?
It's 20 gallons.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, don't go on any long trips, you know, next gas station 50 miles or anything like that.
I filled up twice on the way to the Coliseum.
Wow.
Yeah. I run nitrous on it and all.
Well, that's great. All right, well, nice talking to you, and good luck in your future monster truck endeavors.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
All right.
632-6901, 1234 in the morning. This is Brain Damage. And, boy, we're off to a roaring start here. What's going on in the world? I know that's what people want to know. And that's what we're prepared to tell you. We have here the official Associated Press news report. And let's take a look at what's going on. President Clinton has released an additional $283 million in federal funds to help Southern California recover from the deadly earthquake, which claimed 55 lives. Residents driven from their homes by the quake have been pouring into hastily erected tent cities. That's right, Los Angeles is going back to the Stone Ages quickly. Panic, rioting, all kinds of fun stuff. And, of course, aftershocks. And on this, the 21st anniversary of this... My voice does sound weird, doesn't it? Doesn't sound as bassy. All right, so if you put a condom over the microphone, you lose the bass. It's an important thing to learn. All right, well, we'll have the scientists figure out why that is. On this, the 21st anniversary of the Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion, about 200 anti-abortion protesters prayed outside the White House. Elsewhere in the nation's capital, police say about 70 anti-abortion demonstrators were arrested outside two separate clinics. A New York Times CBS News poll finds that a plurality of respondents, they may be residents as well, but they're really respondents, 19% of the respondents feel that crime or violence is the single biggest problem facing the nation. 15% cited health care as the biggest problem. The remainder felt that the criminal health care system is probably the biggest problem. Right. In Buenos Aires, Argentina, at least 24 people were killed in a brush fire in southern Argentina. It's an interesting story there. And funeral arrangements are pending for actor Telly Savalas. Oh, no! Kojak is dead! When did this happen? Best known as the lollipop-loving police detective in the TV series Kojak, Savalas died Saturday, one day after his 70th birthday, at a hotel in Universal City, Washington. I'm sorry, Universal City, California. I don't know why I said that. That's sad, but it doesn't say what he died of. Not that it matters. He's you know, one way or the other, he's gone, but, boy, that's, Oh, here we go. Here's some more. He died of the same thing Frank Zappa died of, prostate cancer. Boy. He began his acting career in the late 1950s after a series of odd jobs. He won an Academy Award nomination as Best Supporting Actor for his role as a sadistic convict in Birdman of Alcatraz. It was while playing Pontius Pilate in The Greatest Story Ever Told that Savalas adopted his bald look. As Lieutenant Theo Kojak, Savalas became known for his trademark lollipops and his catchphrase, "Who loves you, baby?" He won an Emmy for the role, which he reprised several times in recent years. And, wow, that's something. More Hollywood news. Steven Spielberg won a rare standing ovation and a Golden Globe for his direction of Schindler's List, the searing film about the Holocaust. Schindler's List and The Australian Made the Piano led the nominations with 6 nominations each. The award for best performance by stars in a musical or a comedy were presented to Angela Bassett for her portrayal of Tina Turner in What's Love Got to Do with It, and to Robin Williams for Mrs. Doubtfire. Golden Globes were presented to Winona Ryder of The Age of Innocence and Tommy Lee Jones of The Fugitive as best supporting players. The 51st Golden Globe Awards began with honors to Seinfeld and its star Jerry Seinfeld as Best TV Series and Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy Series. Helen Hunt of Mad About You was named Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy. They ought to make up their minds, which it is, but I guess that's for later. And for some more feel-good news stories. The Prime Minister of Bosnia is protesting an attack which left 6 children dead and is calling on the UN to authorize airstrikes against Serb positions. The children were playing in the snow in Sarajevo when witnesses say at least 4 shells exploded. Hospital officials and witnesses say the bodies were shredded by shrapnel. At least 1 was decapitated. In a letter to the UN Secretary General, Bosnian Prime Minister Haris Silajic requested that the UN authorize airstrikes against Serb artillery positioned in the hills surrounding Sarajevo. The airstrikes would be carried out by planes from NATO. There was no immediate report from UN peacekeepers as to who exactly fired the shells, but local residents blame the Serbs who surrounded Sarajevo. And that's the news. You know, nothing's changed in the last couple of years. No point even going on about it. It's 20 minutes to 1 o'clock. This is Brain Damage. It's -6 degrees. Celsius, 25. I'm sorry, that's wrong. 21 on the Fahrenheit scale. Nothing like last week. Last week it was -14. 7 on the Celsius scale. Cold enough to freeze water in a few minutes. Pretty frightening. 632-6901, 632-6500. Good evening, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Eric, what's up?
Not much.
Oh, yeah, no, it was terrible last week with the cold and the wind.
Oh, I like cold.
Yeah, no.
Lay on the cold, I'm all for it.
Did the water freeze?
Yeah, it froze. We sent Spiney out there, and he came back within the hour with a frozen cup of water.
Oh, really?
And I assume it was the same cup, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's
don't
not that
him.
Cold tonight.
Sorry?
Not that cold.
No, you see, but if it was just this cold last week, people would be saying, oh, this is cold. But now, because it was so cold last week, this week it's not so cold, even though it's still below freezing.
Plus, it was windy, though. The wind always
adds
that extra,
wind,
you know, that nip.
The wind added to the nip, definitely, but it still was a colder surface temperature there.
What have you been up to?
Not a whole lot. Just basically getting through things. yeah, getting through life, you know. Life and its little challenges and its big challenges.
One forward.
Yeah. One step forward, two steps back, another step forward, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
How about you?
I've been busy going to school and getting stuff done.
Uh-huh. Well, school's starting here at Stony Brook again in a couple of days, even though nobody seems to be here yet.
When does it start?
It starts Monday, but I don't know. I think there's massive nurses out there and people have forgotten all about it.
Yeah, they're probably partying.
Maybe we need to call some people and remind them to come back.
Nobody's there at all?
I didn't see a single person.
Yeah.
There are no people here. Yeah. And I looked pretty thoroughly. I looked all around and I didn't see anybody.
That's weird.
Yeah. No cars, no lights on.
You're the only one there right now?
I think I'm the only one on campus right now, yeah. I do think that.
Really?
The entire campus.
Yeah.
I guess I could have fun, but I've got responsibilities.
Eric.
Yeah.
Since you did your experiment last week, I do teleconference this week. Can you put me on hold?
What happened last week?
Because you had Kevin, what's his name, on the line, and you doing the experiment, remember?
Right. All right, I'm going to put you over on our special teleconference line and see if anybody wants to join you.
Okay.
All right, we do this every week, though, and never really seems to go anywhere, but let's try it again. Okay, he's gone. Let's go to the telephone. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? What's on your mind?
Not much.
Yeah?
Oh, did you hear about, you heard about the Lorraine and Bobbitt trial, right?
Yeah, you know, I was waiting for somebody to bring that up, actually. Found not guilty by reason of insanity. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I think that's kind of ridiculous because, I mean, she cut her husband's penis off, you know, for God's sake. How much more guilty can you get?
That's pretty guilty, yeah, I know. It's, you know, if he is guilty of something, right, I think he should stand trial for that. But I don't think that she should get away with it because he's guilty of another crime. You know, like two rights don't make a wrong.
Yeah, that's
not
right, though.
I said that wrong. I said that wrong, but never mind. You know what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Right. So it's, you know, basically, because of whatever he did, he should answer for that in some other forum. But I think he was already found not guilty or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, the story's been going on for quite a while now.
Although she named her husband. I mean, and how could you get away scot-free?
I don't know.
I mean, she's like, you know, the talk of the country, you know, and jokes going on here and there.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's got to be bad enough, but still, you know.
It's, by reason of insanity, I mean...
I know, and now she's going to some psychiatric one to have, like, a 45-day evaluation or something.
Yeah. I mean, I can be innocent because of insanity. I can see being guilty because you're insane. I mean, yeah, I did it because I'm insane, but, yeah, I did it, but I didn't really do it because I'm insane. I mean, that doesn't make sense. I've always had trouble
really?
With that. Yeah, it's a great out, but I don't know if it's really logical.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense.
Uh-huh. So how do you feel most people think about this?
I don't know. Like, I was at a pizza shop the other day, and we were talking about it to the people that worked there.
Uh-huh.
So this lady's going on and on. She's like, you know, oh, I think, you know, she should have, you know, I'm glad with the outcome, you know. She should have said, you know, not guilty, blah, 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 you know. You know, she got away good, you know, and that's what she deserves and all this other stuff. So I'm like, why? But I think most of the people, like, think that, you know, she should have gotten some kind of punishment. Because, you know, even, you know, no matter what he did, you know, I mean, I could understand some things, you know, but whether he tried to rape her or whatever, I mean, there's other things, you know, you can do other than, you know, cut off his manhood.
Yeah, so to say. Well,
I don't know, but most of the people I know think it's kind of ridiculous and stupid. And it's like, you know, the joke of the week, you know, jokes of the week with Lorraine Bobbitt, but that's like all that people talk about right now.
Do you have any jokes you can remember?
Any jokes I can remember? No, not really, but my dad got something from work, and it's, where is it? Oh, it's so funny. It's like, it's a penis something. Am I allowed to read it over the air?
Just don't mention his company, or he might get in a lot of trouble. But...
Oh, I won't. Okay. This is what it's called. Woman cuts off sleeping husband's penis and throws it from moving car. Don't laugh. It's true, and it could happen to you. Right now, thousands of agitated, irate women have read the headline and are contemplating taking action the next time their man makes an unwanted sexual advance, looks at them the wrong way, or just generally pisses them off. That's not even mentioning the hazards of PMS and the time of the month. Men, protect yourself now. If you find yourself the victim of clip-and-slip syndrome, you can... Could you be sure that the appropriate authorities would find a dismembered member in time and intact? Could you be sure that the penis part they reattach is your own? No more sleeping on your stomach or wearing an athletic cup to bed. Our new low-cost penis protection plan will give you peace of mind. We'll register and tattoo your penis and scrotum with the other unique registration numbers. In case of separation, you're insured a perfect match every time. For just a few dollars... joke, you know, it's not a real address or whatever.
Oh, it's not really? I had my pen already.
This is Malice Coupon to Jurassic Penis 1444 Short. What does that say? I think Arm Drive, Manass, Virginia 23451. And you can either order the penis protection plan or the Jurassic Penis plan.
Oh, boy.
I thought it was kind of funny. So
wow.
they're joking about it all over the place. That's like, you know, that's the total talk of the town. I mean, first they had Amy Fisher jokes and whatever. Then they had the Michael Jackson jokes. Now they have the Lorena Bobbitt jokes. I think it's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, well, you know, imagine how America is looked at in the rest of the world, you know. It's we have...
it's kind of pathetic.
We have Amy Fisher. We've got John Wayne Bobbitt. We've got garbage barges. Who knows? Who knows what else is lurking out there?
Yeah, it's quite a country.
Unreal. All right, well, I think you've now claimed the record for saying penis more than anybody else on USB ever. So,
I'm sorry.
No, that's a record that I'm sure will be held for quite some time. So may I ask your first name so that we can write this down on our scribes here?
Oh, yeah, Samantha.
Samantha, okay. Well, Samantha, we'll be mailing you a plaque. And I want to thank you very much for participating. And I'd like for this next song to be dedicated to the Bobbitt couple and I guess the times of the past, because we certainly can't say it for the times of the present. And,
hey, do you think you're from Antel Conference?
I'll connect you to our other caller over there.
Thanks.
So please hold while we go to the music. Oh, this is perfect.
Right in the middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love.
Hold on, don't panic.
I see what you mean.
I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Yes, and of course that was the Partridge Family there with I Think I Love You.
From the early 1970s. Such innocent times. You know, people wouldn't cut off vital organs then, would they? If they did, they'd have the good sense not to go on the Donahue show. 632-6901. Good morning, you're on.
Hi, I'd like to know what the topic is for tonight.
Well, it's kind of hard to define in words. Basically, let's just say current events.
Well, like with that thing with chopping off the penis?
Yes.
Any girl ever chopped off my penis, smack her upside the head and yell, you stupid bitch.
All right, well, I'm sure that'll be a challenge now for any girl out there to do that. It's 12:52, 8 minutes to 1 o'clock. Good morning, you're on.
Hello?
Yes.
Well, sometimes when I'm with my friends,
uh-huh,
they sexually molest me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to do about it.
Well, don't hang out with your friends. That's a start. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes?
Why do you fuck dogs?
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
How the hell are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Who the hell are all these fruitcakes calling?
I don't know. We don't have caller ID, so I can't tell you who they are.
Well, you should invest in caller ID and find these fruitcakes.
Well, you know, we can't get caller ID here because this phone system is terrible, but I'm not going to go into detail on that.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. So, we have no idea who anybody is.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. My sister wants to talk.
Your sister, what, don't you want to say anything?
Hello?
Okay, hi.
Hi.
How are you? You have your brother call in for us, eh?
No.
I have to force her, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. This is like a pushy kind of a thing. You didn't really want to call, so he said, okay, I'm going to force you to go on the air, and he thinks he's embarrassing you now. Well, let's show him that we can embarrass him instead.
Go ahead. Let's embarrass me.
Yeah. Actually, I have the feeling he's listening to me more than you are.
I'm going to see on the radio. She's not listening.
are you going to say anything at all besides giggle?
No, I don't know what to say.
Okay, what do you have to say?
I don't know.
You don't know what you want to say?
No.
But you know you want to say something.
I just wanted to say hi.
You just wanted to say hi?
I didn't really want to go on the air, and now I'm on the air.
Well, you certainly are, and there's no getting out of it. So I suggest you embellish upon this hi that you want to say.
I only wanted to talk in the background.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what. We'll play some music, and you can talk in the background. How's that? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's play some music, and, you just talk in the background and we'll play this music. The floor is yours. No, she has to talk. That's the deal. Okay, we're going to move the music to the background now and put the people in the foreground. Now, people, are you still there?
I'm still here. You there?
I'm still here. I never left.
Well, you left me.
No, we just overpowered you.
Overpowered me. Come here, nothing. I thought I had a radio station.
That's because we have music on now.
Thanks.
But anything else on your mind, even though there really hasn't been anything coming from there recently?
Talk about something, Joey.
Yeah, talk about something, please.
Talk about.
Let's change the subject and talk about something.
Talk about what?
Well, I don't know. It's up to you. You're the caller.
That broad cutting off a husband's penis?
Well, that's what we were talking about. We don't have to
continue
talking about that.
I knocked you upside the head.
Uh-huh. Well, great. I sense, you know, a war between the sexes coming here. But maybe there's, like, more constructive ways to deal with this.
You tell me what you would do if your wife or girlfriend cut off your penis.
Well, it would definitely put a crimp in our relationship.
Oh, I think so.
No question about that. There would definitely be, I don't know, somehow the feelings wouldn't be quite the same.
A lot of the feelings wouldn't be quite the same.
Yes, that's true. That old magic would be lost. But, you know, I guess maybe I wouldn't talk about it right away. I'd save the conversation for after the actual, you know, medical business. We'd get the medical business out of the way first, and then we'd have a conversation about it.
And we'd kill her.
Well, maybe that would be the conclusion if we both agreed that was the right thing to do. But, basically, you know, violence of any sort is unacceptable. Do you agree with that?
Sure.
Right. So, I mean, violence of a husband to a wife or boyfriend to a girlfriend is unacceptable. And similarly, the violence going back the other way is unacceptable. I think we need to pay more attention to violence on either side. And I guess we haven't been paying quite as much attention based on the reaction of many
people. What'd you say, Mart? Oh, your name.
Who's Mart?
Martin.
Martin.
Martin's saying, how would you feel if you saw
Martin,
up for what?
Martin's a little voice inside your head, huh?
No, Martin's screaming down. Huh? Now your little voice in my head.
I know about this. I hear those voices, too.
You hear them?
Yeah, no, I hear voices sometimes in my head. Sometimes I do. In fact, I think I'm hearing one right now.
Did you hear them?
No, I heard someone say hang on, but I think that was inside my head.
Now listen, you're going to listen to that.
I'm trying to listen, but you keep bringing up these little imaginary people.
Martin, would you just get on with it? Say it.
Come on.
Hello?
Stop talking. Yes.
How you doing?
Okay.
I want to know how
she would
feel.
How do you change your voice like that? That's three people you've been.
Good like that.
And you talk in the background, too. That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, I want to know how she would feel if he, one night, decided to sew up her vagina.
I imagine one would be a lot quicker than the other. I'm actually trying to... I don't want to think about it anymore. This is... Look what these people have reduced us to. Look at this. Look at mature people throughout the country are talking about this. You know, on radio shows, on TV programs, at the dinner table, in the barbershop. I mean, America's better than that, don't you think?
I think so.
Don't you think? All right, well, let's move ahead and leave these people behind in the ditch, okay?
Okay.
Because they don't represent our kind of people, do they?
Right.
We must turn our back on... No, actually, that's not right. We don't turn our back on violence. We fight violence.
Yeah.
Well, we don't fight violence with violence. What do? We act against violence. We prevent violence. We make sure it doesn't happen to other people. And if you know a victim, you help them.
Sure.
Yeah. There you go. Well, it's true, you know.
I know.
Okay. Anything else on your mind or any of your other minds?
What?
Anything on any of your minds out there that you wish to convey?
Yeah, it's too cold out.
It's too cold. Okay, we're back to that. It's -6, yes, Celsius.
It's horrible.
21. Well, what would you like it to be? Let's see what we can get.
How about the same weather like in Florida?
What is it about Florida, you know? Everybody likes the temperature in Florida. That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Nice, warm, sunny day every day of the year. 70 degrees, 80 degrees.
Well, yeah.
I've got to make a request.
All right, what's the request?
What's the request? I want to play Confuse the Goddamn Operator.
1:30 will do that, but you know, you guys should get extensions. You ever think of that?
Wait, let me tell you something. I have...
You can all talk at the same
time. No, I have... Five extensions in this house, and all standing on top of me.
Uh-huh. Well, you must have something they want.
Yeah. Hope not.
Well, I don't know. But I'd look into that if I were you.
She's on the extension. Say hi, Christy.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Boy, this is fun. Anything else that that you want to you know, say to us?
Hey, okay, guy again, like you used to.
I don't have his number.
Oh, jeez.
In Kitchen.
Now they're going to my room.
But I'm sure we'll be in touch with him again.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I think it's still cold out.
Oh, get up.
Well, then stay inside.
See, we're entertaining your listeners.
All right, let our listeners be the judge of that.
I got to drive around.
Why do you have to drive around?
And I got no heat.
Well, then you don't have to drive around, do you?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Well, gosh.
What, can I say something?
I wish I could think of an answer to that. He has to drive around and he has no heat. Well, dress warm. There you go. That's the answer.
Yeah, but then the windows frost up. I can't be bothered with this garbage.
Yeah?
Move to Florida, Fruitcake. Hey, who's that Fruitcake that keeps calling about his math teacher?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who anybody is.
Well, he comes on first last week, and he's the same first this week.
Uh-huh.
I'm first next week.
I think he's burnt.
Well, whoever he is, he dials fast.
Out of his mind, I'll tell you that much.
We know that much. He dials fast. Probably has a touch-tone phone, so that narrows it down.
He's fried out of his mind. He's burnt.
Yeah, could be. Could very well be.
Smokes a little too much ganja there.
All right. Well, you know the authorities to contact.
Sure.
If you suspect somebody of doing that.
All right. Don't forget about doing a little bit of the confuse the operator, please.
All right. We'll try to confuse somebody anyway.
Anybody. Call for 7-Eleven. Do something.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
See you later.
All right. Have to confuse somebody. I feel confused myself. I think it's having this condom in my face for over an hour now. Oh, this is incredible. I don't mean this is incredible as in this is the most amazing thing I've ever done in my life. I mean this is incredible in that my eyes are tearing. I'm feeling dizzy. My voice is not penetrating through the condom into the microphone, and it's I'm learning a lot here. I see now why Most radio stations do not put condoms on microphones. They don't really have much of an effect on the sound quality. In fact, they hurt the sound quality, and they irritate the DJs. Ugh. And, of course, I'm living in perpetual fear that any minute I'm going to have this hard elastic thing hit me in the face full force, because it's not really meant to go around something of that diameter. It's 2 minutes after 1 o'clock. This is WUSB in Stony Brook. Brain Damage is the name of the program. And we're talking about, I guess we're talking about the weather. We're talking about the news and people's sexual organs being removed and confiscated in various manners. And other assorted tales from lifestyles of the rich and famous. And, of course, Jim is with us. And he always, well, don't stare at me like that. Don't you have something to say? Yeah, great. Jim's happy. I'm depressed. And when I'm depressed, I guess there's only one thing to do, and that's go back to the phone. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
What's the topic for tonight?
Is anybody listening to the radio?
Huh?
I mean, you know, we're talking about various
my
things.
My car. I'm on my car phone.
You're on your car phone? Do you have a car radio?
I got a phone in my car.
Car radio.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I have a car radio, too.
You also seem to have a person in your car. Did you know that?
Huh?
You have a person in your car, too. Did you know that? Or that, or you have a talking car?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a talking car. It's I'm driving a Knight Rider.
Yeah. All right, so you're driving a car. Can I ask what town you're in?
What town am I in? Shirley.
You're in... Okay, what town are you in?
Shirley.
I'm asking, what town are you in?
No, I'm in the town, Shirley, of Brookhaven.
Why are you calling me Shirley?
Oh,
yeah. You must have so much fun living there.
Shirley, I do.
Jokes all the time, huh?
No, seriously, I live in Shirley. There, let's see.
It's almost as much fun as living in Spionk.
Now, listen to this. Ready? Don't hang up, though. Don't get pissed.
Let's go break something.
It's Beavis, man.
I know who it is.
I got another one for you.
I could
do a good impression of him. Here's another one.
All right.
Sorry about that. I didn't know that one was going to come up. All right. You could bleep that out, but you ain't got the 7 seconds left. So, what's up?
What? Are you moving right now in your car?
Yeah, I'm moving.
You're moving? How fast are you going?
I am going about 55.
50? Are you on a divided highway or a two-lane road or what?
It's a two-lane road.
So any moment you could get into a horrible accident.
Nah, yeah. I mean, the road is pretty quiet right now.
It's also icy, isn't it?
No, actually, there's no more ice patches on the road.
No? I see.
None at all. Nice and clear.
Can you honk your horn?
Can I honk my horn? Sure.
Hey, you're really in the car, aren't you?
Yeah, you thought I was lying?
Well, no, I just, you know, sometimes people, you know, they think they're in a car, but they're really walking in their sleep.
Yeah, like people mess around.
Yeah, you know, this radio, you can get away with things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I say there's a condom on the microphone. Maybe there really isn't, but, you know, there is.
There's a condom on the microphone?
Well, we put one on the microphone to see, to test its elasticity.
Oh, really?
But it's having adverse effects on the station. That's what it sounds like. It's really, really hard here. Boy, that's something. I don't think I'm ever going to do that again.
Whoa, I just turned up the bass on my equalizer, and when you were pounding on the microphone, shit, it almost...
Well, I was pounding on the condom.
Oh, I see.
I was pounding on the microphone, and it takes away the bass, I've noticed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What you been talking about lately tonight?
We've been talking about John Wayne Bobbitt. It's unavoidable.
Oh, not that again.
Yeah, not that again, exactly.
Overrated.
I don't know if overrated is the right word, but certainly over-talked about, I don't know. It's a pretty strange thing.
But do you think that he deserves 20 years in prison for that?
Well, I think some sort of a crime was committed, you know? I'm not saying a crime wasn't necessarily committed on his part, too. If that's the case, then something should happen to him, but... You know, it's hard to imagine somebody just walking away from something like that.
Yeah, but, you know, they acquitted him of marital rape, but, you know, do you think he raped her?
Well...
I don't think he raped her either.
Am I privy to any more information than the court was, you know? I can't pass judgment any more than they can. They pass judgment, and we live in a country where we say whatever they say is what happened, so whatever they say is what happened. There was no marital rape, according to them, right?
According to them, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have to go by that. I'm not saying I agree with that, but who's going to listen to me?
My friend Sidney, let's change the subject. What do you want to talk about?
Kids.
He wants to talk about kids, because he has a kid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to talk to him?
I want to talk about kids, eh?
I want to talk.
Okay.
Just phone shot. All right. All right, let's talk about the weather. Oh, I just got biffed in the head.
What did you get biffed in the head with?
His hand.
I see.
I said, let's talk about the weather. Poof, biffed me right in the head.
Now, Kenyon just walked in, and he can confirm. What is it that we have on the microphone? I haven't talked to you at all. Tell us what is on the microphone.
Yeah, I heard you talking.
Big old rubber.
Okay, yeah, so you can confirm that there is,
yes,
in fact, a condom on the microphone here.
In fact, I noticed there are a whole bunch in the studio.
If you don't mind my asking, what color is the one left in your mailbox?
You've got a glow-in-the-dark one.
I don't know if it's glow-in-the-dark. Well, this one, mine is a very bright yellow. I don't know if it glows in the dark, and I guess I never will know. Because once you use it on a microphone, you really can't do anything else with it.
You got that little thing going tonight?
I don't know what you mean by that. That could mean any one of 100 things. I've got lots of little things going on any night.
Well, put it this way. You don't like when people say it. Yeah, but, you know.
All right. Meet me in the loading zone after the show, then. And I'll get you the best deal in town. Is that what you mean?
No. Teleconference.
Oh, teleconference. Oh, no. That's not a problem.
It's semantical. Samantha Cole, right?
Samantha should be on there as well as somebody else.
Listening right now saying, who the hell is that? But
yeah. Okay, like... I'll put you over in a teleconference. Let's see if there's people still there, okay?
All right, cool.
Hold on. That's a gentleman in his car phone in Shirley. Let's see if our teleconference is still going. Hello, teleconference. Are you still there?
Yeah, what's that? Yeah.
Okay, two of you are still talking together.
Oh.
We're going to patch you in with a gentleman who's traveling in his car in Shirley.
Uh-huh.
So here he comes.
Oh.
All right, hold on. How do we do this again? We're going to hit the magic buttons. Is the gentleman in his car?
Yeah, I'm right here, dude.
By the way, you've been driving for a while now. You must not be in Shirley anymore.
Now I'm in North Shirley. I'm getting on the LA.
You're in North. Now, may I ask, where are you going?
Going to pick up somebody.
You're going to pick up somebody.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Good for you. Going from Shirley through North Shirley,
yeah,
and you're going to pick somebody up.
I am now getting on the LA. I'm on the on-ramp.
That's
right now.
The on-ramp of the LA. That's incredible. Now, this is what Long Island life is all about. Getting out. 1 in the morning on a Saturday, driving right through Shirley, and going to pick people up on the LIE. And, on top of that, as if that wasn't enough, being tied into a teleconference.
All right. Now
all right.
Tell him.
Here we go. We're going to patch you in now. And now we have a very exciting gentleman who is living a jet-set life, who is joining you on the teleconference.
Hello.
Thanks, Eric.
All right. I think it's what you needed, you know, to sort of liven up the conversation.
No problem, dude.
All right. Well, guys, introduce yourselves. Have fun. We'll be back in a little while.
What's up?
All right, they're having fun there. Let's go back to the telephone. Our telephone, that is. 632-6901. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Nothing. I got something to talk about.
Okay.
Taxi service around here.
Taxi service around here. All right, without giving out specific names of the taxi companies, because those people are mean, tell us what happened.
Okay, well, I can't give out the name of the taxi company.
Well, look, there's only one taxi company in town, so it won't take much to figure it out, will it?
Okay.
So you don't have to give out the exact name of the taxi company. They'll probably still be mad at us anyway, but just tell us what happened.
Okay, well, in the cab with my friends and I, okay, and first of all, there were two drivers.
How could there be two drivers?
Oh, no. There was a lady driving and a man working the CB and navigating. Now, I have no clue what the point in that was. Okay, so they...
Maybe he was trying to impress her.
Okay, I don't know. But he works for the company. And then, so they pick the three of us up, and there's three seats in the back seat. We fill up the whole cab.
Well, there's really one seat, but room for three people, right? I've never seen a car with three seats in the back.
Right, well,
okay.
You know what I mean.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Go ahead.
It's pretty cute. Anyway, so we go, and way out of the way, okay, to the house that we were going to. We were all going to the same house. We drove way out of the way.
Way out of the way.
To pick up these other two guys.
Uh-huh.
Who couldn't fit in the cab. Okay.
So why'd they go pick them up then?
I have no clue. They were big guys. They were huge. They were like 200 pounds each.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and they were so drunk.
Lumberjacks or something.
Yes. No, they were these Irishmen wearing cowboy hats and they had straw in their mouth.
Were they bearded?
No beards.
All right, I don't know who they are then.
Okay. So, they're telling us that they're going into Port Jeff,
uh-huh,
which was, like, also way out of the way of our house.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so taxi cab driver drives all the way into Port Jeff.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess the taxi cab driver figured you wanted to get rid of these people.
Well, anyway, but then the whole time in the car,
uh-huh,
the guys are sitting there making fun of us.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh, you queer boys. I'm going to stomp on your face with my boots, and in the end, I'm going to pick out your waffles with a stick.
Well, all right, now, wait a minute. We have a case here. Now, these two gentlemen, how old would you say they are?
I don't know.
Well, give me an idea. Ballpark estimate.
Five-ish.
How old?
25-ish.
25-ish. And how old are you and your friends?
13, 14.
So you got these two guys making fun of people that are more than 10 years younger than them. And, okay, I think you set the stage pretty well. So so what happened?
Well, okay, and then, well, they get out in Port Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay, they reeked of alcohol. And marijuana.
That two-tone smell, yeah.
Yes. So we get out, so they get out in Port Jeff, and then we have to drive like 10 more minutes just to get to our house. Okay, so, and as we're on our way to our house, the lady keeps driving with the lights on. Okay.
Yeah.
Notice that the lady, I thought she looked really strange, like she was an albino or something. It looked like she was an albino because she had pink eyes and she was really white and everything.
Okay.
She had this, like, long white hair.
Okay.
Like she was an albino.
Did that disturb you?
It was just a little strange because she wouldn't shut off the light. And then when she was writing down, like, the change and the fare and the everything, I noticed that she was left-handed.
Uh-oh, there you go.
Okay? Because she was writing with her left hand.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And she had a picture of another woman hanging on the dashboard.
Uh-huh.
And it was really weird. And then we started talking about family because it was a long ride.
Yeah. Longest ride of your life, I'll bet.
Yeah, and she said that her family was Eskimo.
Uh-huh.
And she was really short, too. She was, like, 3 feet tall.
3 feet tall? Are you sure you were in a taxi or a spacecraft of some sort?
It was a taxi, man.
You sure about
this?
She was
I'm positive. I figured it all out. She was a left-handed Eskimo lesbian albino midget. It was really scary.
Who didn't know how to drive.
Who didn't know how to drive.
Uh-huh. I think you should report this to PM Magazine or something.
For what magazine?
Well, you know, one of those TV shows that you know, follows people that got abducted by aliens or something, because that sounds like what happened to you.
Oh, abducted by aliens?
Oh, those two guys. I think they were just a decoy of some sort to, I don't know, to somehow affect you in some way.
I heard about this, I heard about some kid a while ago on this show who got abducted by aliens.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time, so it's nothing to be ashamed of. But, you see, what I think the two guys, if I can read into this a little bit, I think they were kind of catalysts, if you will, to get emotions out of you so that the aliens could study you. At first, it was emotion of anger. Why are we picking up these two fat people and putting them in the cab with us? Then it was fear. These two fat people are going to kill us. Then it was sadness. These two fat people are leaving. We may never see them again. You know, you got all those emotions covered right there, and that's the only reason why they probably don't even exist, for one thing. I think you should know that. And then you know, this crazy albino 3-foot-tall woman, or, you know, woman thereof that...
standard lesbian Eskimo midget albino.
Well, so they say. I mean, they just created somebody that they thought you wouldn't be suspicious of. Obviously, they were wrong. This person was probing you and was getting all this valuable data. There's an agency in Washington, D.C. that you should contact. I don't know what they're called, though.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, but you have to report these things.
Yeah, because I heard there was a kid, Tom something or other.
One with no hips, right?
Yeah, he got abducted by aliens, and they took his hips.
I read about this. I read all about this. I know the research, you see?
Yeah.
You gotta be careful, or you could wind up without something, too.
Wow.
And that's sort of the theme of what we're talking about here tonight.
Yeah, like that guy who got his,
Yes.
Penis on the lab to say penis?
Yeah. In fact, we've said it more times tonight, I think, than any other show on the station ever.
If I was him, I think if I was the jury, that girl would have the guillotine.
Uh-huh.
Except it'd be a guillotine that was like, it'd be a guillotine.
I think this is something that you want to think about before you actually say it.
Oh, no, this is okay.
Okay, all right.
It's like a guillotine that was like 40 miles high. Okay, so as she's laying there, and she'd be laying face up.
You know, we really should have an execution council, people that come up with imaginative ways of being executed, because when you're young, you think more creatively.
Like
an old person would never think of what you're saying now. 40 miles high, that's brilliant.
Right, no, but the reason it should be 40 miles high, okay, is, and she should lay face up, is because she can lay there and she can watch it fall and she can have some time to think that I'm, like, dying right now.
Uh-huh.
She can watch the blade fall.
Well, the thing is, okay, here's the problem you get with that. The blade is rather small. If it's 40 miles up in the sky, you won't see it. So you're going to need something to kind of surround the blade and make it seem like it's bigger than it is. Like, you know, I don't know, not a parachute or anything like that, but something that sort of sticks out and so you can see it approaching. And you can't really see the blade, but you see where the blade is.
You're insulting my thoughts?
No, I'm not insulting your thoughts. I'm adding to them. I mean, what you have the core idea here, and I'm just sort of, you know, giving you what you're going to need to sell that idea. I believe in the idea. I believe it's going to work, but, you know, you need some backing.
Thank you. I feel very...
All right.
Affectionate.
It's what Madison Avenue is for, you know?
Okay, wait, what's Madison Avenue?
That's Madison Avenue is there to, like, sell ideas like this.
Oh, cool. I'm going to sell it to Madison Avenue.
Yeah, get a suit and tie, and you'll be set.
Okay. All right, now I'll leave.
All right. Well, I think that might be best.
I feel like I've bonded with you.
All right. Well, happy bonding then.
Okay.
Nothing like bonding with people, I always say. Ah, yes. 17 minutes after 1 o'clock. Any more people out there into bonding? Or bondage or what have you? This is a strange night, you know. Should I take this thing off? What do you think? Should I take the stupid condom off the microphone? I'm afraid. You're not going to want it for your show. Okay, so Kenya's definitely not going to have the condom on for his show. So I think what we're going to do now is take the thing off. All right, you see, I'm hesitant because this thing's on really, really tight. And when I remove it, I don't know what it's going to do. It might shoot back and really, really hurt. So if it does, these are my records here. And that's the paperwork I have to fill out. And my keys are in the other room. All right. I'd also get out of the way from you. Okay, we're going to remove the condom, and we'll see if my voice sounds better. Boy, it's really not... That just sort of fell off. It didn't really shoot anywhere. Okay, I guess my fears were unfounded. But my voice does sound a lot better. Well, this thing really did work. I mean, it didn't break or anything like that. It's really, really strong. Really strong. Okay, well, let's see how hard it is to break this anyway. Ah! Oh, that didn't take too much. Okay, it's all broken now. Ugh. It's 19 minutes after 1 o'clock. I'll bet they'll never leave condoms in our mailbox again. 632-6500, this is Brain Damage. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
What's happening?
Oh, nothing I can explain.
Lots of things.
Yeah.
Listen, I had a question.
Yeah.
Well, first I want to say hello to the S-word if she's out there.
Okay.
Can't say her name.
Okay.
The S-word.
Okay, good. If that's her name, I wouldn't say it either.
Well, no, it isn't her name, but that's the way it goes, you know what
I understand. I understand exactly.
Well, listen, I had a question. I know you're kind of a telephone genius.
Well, you know how the last listener bonded with me? I also bond with telephones.
Okay, I got to take a sip of my sake. Hold on.
Isn't that something? Drinking sake after 1 o'clock in the morning. That must really be something. You're a typical Long Islander, aren't you?
No.
Well, all Long Islanders drink
sake. Jeez, I hope not. Typical Long Islander is what? House, dog, and kids.
Yeah, but they all drink sake. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I had no idea.
It's a little-known fact.
Anyway, what's the difference between 1-800-COLLECT and 1-800-OPERATOR and dialing directly collect? What's the cheapest way to go?
Well, it depends where you're calling.
Really?
Yeah. Now, if you're calling local, the O-plus method going through 9X is the cheapest.
Right. The regular way.
Yeah. If you're going long distance, either the 1-800-OPERATOR or 1-800-COLLECT. 1-800-OPERATOR is run by AT&T. 1-800-COLLECT is run by MCI.
Ah.
And they never say MCI in any of their ads for 1-800-COLLECT. Have you noticed that?
You know, and they also never say which way is the cheapest way to go.
Yeah, that's true.
Used to have this thing in the ad, too, like pending state approval.
Right, of course. I mean, it's
what's
very...
What's that all about?
They're about the same cost. The two 800 services are about the same cost.
Mm-hmm.
But is it really convenient? You have to dial all these numbers, all these extra numbers, and then you have to dial the number you call and collect again.
Really?
And it's, you know, it's kind of crazy.
So let's say you're in the city and you want to call home. What's the best way to go?
Well, you're within the local area if you're in the city. You're calling from 212 to 516.
Do the 0 plus the area code plus...
Yeah, but make sure you're not at one of those evil pay phones.
Yeah, the evil ones.
Yeah, you got to watch for those.
The non-9X ones.
Right. Do you want to use a 9... I mean, 9X is really, you know, kind of sleazy in themselves, but they're the least sleazy as far as that kind of thing goes. So dial 0 plus, wait for the pleasant 9X voice, And then I think you dial 1-1 to make a collect call.
So listen, what does it all mean? They went from New York Telephone to 9X. What does it all mean, like,
they,
under the, you know?
They were always 9X.
Right.
9X was New York Telephone and New England Telephone, but now they've decided to get rid of the New York Telephone and the New England Telephone and just be 9X for the entire New England, New York area.
Right. So it's just a name change, nothing else?
It's basically they're becoming a bit bigger in name. I mean, the divisions are still there.
Right.
It's going to be a bit harder to regulate because, you know, New York State, how are they going to regulate 9X when 9X... You know, the borders of 9X are bigger than New York State.
Right, right.
Before it was easy, it was New York Telephone. So it's going to be a bit more bureaucratic. But I
very good. I appreciate the information. And I was going to do one of two things. I was going to put the phone in the microwave.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
But no, I guess I need a wireless for that, right?
I wouldn't say that.
But no, it's like I might screw up my phone, though.
Well, of course you would. And you'd probably screw up your microwave, too. But it's a
what if I, what sacrifice if I put the phone in the freezer?
Well, you put your phone in the freezer, it's going to be kind of boring for us.
Well, it might sound cool because the thing's blowing into the thing or something.
I suppose.
I don't know.
All right. Well,
you got any better suggestions?
Well, definitely, if you put it in the microphone and in the microwave, it'll have an immediate effect and possibly affect your regret.
I'm too chicken for that.
Yeah, but the freezer. I guess we can settle for that.
All right, I'll put the phone in the freezer.
All right.
And you can hang up whenever you want.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
We look forward to this.
All right. Here we go. Right. Oh shit. The freezer is like jam packed, man.
Well, why don't you clean out the freezer?
All right. Wait. Let me move the ice cream. Whoops. There goes the chicken cutlets.
You see, people should plan these things out before they do them.
Yeah, but see, the thing isn't even on.
The freezer isn't on? Oh, you mean it's not open now because it's...
I mean, it's open, I have, you know, but the blower thing isn't on.
Well, you can turn the temperature down.
Yeah, let me move the sausages.
You're
super health food diet we got here.
You're set for a long winter there, aren't you?
No, I just cranked it all the way up, but it didn't move. So much for my wonderful idea. Huh?
Well, why don't you put it in anyway? We can hear the silence.
All right. It just kicked on. Cool.
Oh, goody.
All right, this is it, babe.
All right.
Thanks.
Going in the freezer here. Let's get that door closed.
Wait, it didn't close it yet. Wait.
All right. I still hear him rummaging around in there. Come on, shut the door already. It's getting hot in here. All right, I think he closed the door. We are in the freezer now. We're in somebody's freezer. And this certainly is a first. Now, I wonder, how long can we stay in here before the phone stops working? If this person is listening, I might ask them to pick up again because I like to ask them to participate in a little experiment here. Okay, here we go. All right.
What's up?
You there? How would you like to leave your phone in the freezer and we'll just keep coming back and checking every now and then?
I don't know. You think that I guess cold is good for electronics, right?
Well, I don't think it's going to mess up the phone too much because, after all, you have pay phones that are outside.
Right? Better than the oven.
Yeah, it's certainly better than the oven. It's not going to do anything to your freezer. And maybe you can have some of the salt.
Here, another half hour?
Another half hour. We'll see if it has an effect.
I don't know. See, the thing is, if I break the phone, I'm unemployed. I can't afford another phone.
Yet. All right. Well, we'll let you get away with it this time.
I'll tell you what. I'll leave it on for as long as I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Well, whatever. I don't know.
All right. Fair enough. We'll come back and check every now and then.
Okay. I'll shove it in.
All right. Thanks for calling. That's a very brave listener out there, putting his phone in the freezer for the interest of science. I don't know if I'd do that. I don't know if I'd be as courageous. Wow, this is brain damage. And this is unprecedented.
Und der Haie Fisch, der hat Zähne, und die trägt der richtige und Mekis, der
John
hat sein Messer, doch das Messer
sieht man nicht. Turn off the set button, he's on again.
Let's go on, shall we? Ode to Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa, your quiet smile like heather grown on the heath? How come you never laugh out loud? Do you perhaps have poor teeth? The poem that Percy is about to read to you now, it's called Happy Birthday to a Bookworm. This is one of the real bookworms, by the way, the little ones that you find in books, not the people who read many books. Happy birthday to a bookworm. Oh, hail to thee, voracious young fellow. You go through my books like a dog runs through jello. Bantam editions to you taste like rolls. They must be, for mine are full of your holes. The first time I saw you, so gay and so loose, you were gumming some pages of My Mother Goose. You tune on some Darwin with an appetite fierce, and for your dessert, you ate Mildred Pierce. You made little bites so round and so tidy in an autographed copy, my favorite, of Heidi. I rarely did mine, but once I got miffed the day I found out you'd eaten Tom Swift. As you grew up, I still heard you munch O'Hara for breakfast and Ferber for lunch. And oh, the day you nearly drowned, my face turned pale with emotion. You chewed through my atlas, coat off and hatless, and fell in the Indian Ocean. And when you matured, I recall with some pain, you had late snacks at night with Mickey Spillane. How unhappy I was that night to discover you'd had Lady Chatterley and some of her lovers. Yes, we have known both. When I was a boy. So happy birthday, old bookworm, and be of good cheer. The book of the month is yours for a year. I'm about to close my album now for you, and I have something which I've entitled simply Cowboy. Oh, cowboy so lean, oh, cowboy so tall, you sit there straight as an arrow. But side saddle you ride instead of astride. Are you a real gay ranchero? Well, as they say in the newspapers, that's 30. This is Percy Dobsonso saying I'll see you just outside the bookend. Is there a concert tonight, Bruce? I'm just all over goose pimples for the Mozart.
Oh, yeah. Ernie Kovacs. We found that one in the back archives. It's 1:30. Straight up here on WUSB in Stony Brook. And it looks like our person with the freezer has hung up. Oh, well. I'd do the same thing, actually, if I had a phone and it was in danger of being frozen. You got to take care of things like that. There's no question in my mind. It's getting on. We only have a half hour left. So, time for us to take care of some business. And, of course, we all know what that means. Yes, it's time once again to reach out over the phone wires, over the fiber optic cables, through the receivers and the transmitters and the pulse machines and all that kind of neat stuff, and find the poor unsuspecting operator and confuse the unsuspecting operator here on Brain Damage. And you know, this is something I've always wanted to do. And I'll bet you have, too. Okay, everybody stay quiet here. Operators. Operators coming on. About to pick up the phone. No laughing, no giggling. Very important here. It's going to be great.
Okay, may I help?
Shh, here she is. Yes, hi, operator. I've got a problem. I was driving home to where I am right now, actually. And I was at a payphone.
Yeah.
And when I went to make my telephone call on the payphone, a quarter came out. Now, the quarter was not mine. Actually, to be honest, there are two quarters. I'd like to know, what am I supposed to do with those two quarters? Is there a place I can send them to?
No. Just keep.
Yeah, but they don't belong to me. They obviously are. They belong to the phone company, don't they?
Not if they came back to you. That means whoever placed the call hung up the phone and didn't wait for their money to come back.
Are you sure? I mean, what if it... I mean, I don't want to do anything that would hurt the phone company.
Believe me, you're not doing
I can't believe
to
I said
them.
That. Okay, all right, so it's all right to keep it. I mean, it's not mine. It belongs to the other person. Is there a way to figure out who that person was?
No.
Really?
If they made a phone call and they were at the phone booth...
Uh-huh.
They decided that they didn't want to wait for the money to return. That's lost money.
I see.
If you come behind them and the coins come back and you look in the box, that's your money.
Okay. I have one other thing I want to ask, and this is a bit more difficult. There was a time about a week ago where I made a phone call, and I went into overtime, and I hung up and the phone rang. Now, was that the phone company, maybe?
Well, usually they ring. Sometimes they ring you back. It depends on which phone company it is, because there's several out there.
Yeah. No, it was a New York telephone or a 9X pay phone.
Right, well, usually we don't ring you back.
Uh-huh. You don't ring back?
Used to. We don't do that anymore.
Okay, probably because a lot of people did what I did and just kept walking.
Uh-huh.
All right, cause I was just wondering, because I like to clear my conscience, you know, if there's anything I can do.
Lost money. You found it as your 50 cents.
Okay, so I can... All right, this is great. I feel much better now. You've made me feel very good.
Oh.
All right, well, thanks again. Have a nice night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, doesn't that feel good? All right, we didn't really confuse her, but... Well, maybe we did. I mean, she must have never gotten a call like that before. But think of it. You find money in a payphone, you always sort of wondered if it's okay to take it. This operator gives you her blessing. I was thinking of asking, well, I just put an M80 in a payphone, and I blew it up, and I took all the money. Do you want that back? Maybe next week. Okay, it's 1:35, 25 minutes to 2 o'clock. That means there's only 25 minutes left in this particular radio program. This particular radio program is called Brain Damage, and we are in the midst of, I guess, a lot of brain damage material. And when people say brain damage, a lot of times they think of the 1970s. And when people think of the 1970s, they think of... Well, all kinds of weird things.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
Oh,
I just find
for?
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Get tired again.
Oh,
Lord, Lord, Lord.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Listen to me.
Children are playing in the street again. Don't you know what happened down there? The youth of 14 got shut down there. The cocaine guns, the jamming downtown. The killing clowns, the blood money men. Shooting those Washington bullets again. And every cell in Chile will tell the cries of the tortured men. Remember, I am here in the days before the army came. Please remember Victor Jara in the Santiago Stadium. Las Verdas, those Washington bullets again. Pigs in 1961, a banner for the playboy in the Cuban sun. But Castro is a color that's a redder than red. But Washington bullets want Castro dead. Castro from the era when the color of hope was red. Mikhail stood well through his ordeal, the last defender of the great ideal. He led his party towards the light. Now he's stabbed in the back by left and right. Washington smiles and rises and cries. Come on down, Yeltsin, collect your prize. You will order as the dreams of a new world dies. Vietnam, Panama, desert storm. Washington bullets set Aiken for. Now there's no need for bullets, just threats and cash. TV dinners and video trash. It's what the peasants want and it's what they'll get. Oh, Mikhail, how they forget. Off to market without a safety net. Bankers and pimps come out to play. Now we're giving it all away. New world order, and the dollar says obey.
And that's Attila the Stockbroker, Washington Bullets, the New World Order mix, preceded by Edwin Starr and War. Huh. What is it good for, anyway? It's 1:41. This is Brain Damage. I suppose we should go back to the phones. Jim, are you doing that?
Whoopee!
All right, Jim's having fun in the other room. Sounds suspiciously like Negative Land, though.
Hold it, hold it. Wait a minute. Don't you think there's a bit of a problem with that?
You mean the fact that Negative Land is banned from all non-commercial FM airwaves?
Can I make a suggestion?
I know what your suggestion is going to be, Jim. It's going to be that we play Barry Manilow, but, you know, he didn't come through with the Republican governor of New Jersey now, did he?
I didn't get that.
Well, last week he was supposed to, you know, sing at her inaugural, and he...
You've got to
be kidding. Oh, they're
speaking. Good news.
Well, it's so great. Why do I want to get out?
I don't know. I mean, I don't understand it even a little. Is it something I've done?
Can you please repeat that?
Oh, no, it's the record. I can't repeat it. I think we should go to the telephones. Because this is a call-in show.
Who do you think you are, anyway?
Well, I'm the host of the damn show, so I can do this kind of thing. Why don't you just keep quiet? All right. Let's go back to the telephones. Jim.
No!
Don't make me warn you. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to be getting closer to Lorraine Bobbitt.
Yeah? You want to defend her?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and defend her.
Well, you see, I think people that have called in, I mean, this has never happened to me, but supposedly she's a battered woman. She was raped and, beaten by John. So you have to she's not really insane, and she's not crazy. Her only defense, because when something like that is going on, you really don't know what to do, because you're not in control. So it might have been an act of revenge or something, but what she did was, her mind went blank. It happens sometimes to a lot of people, especially when you're in that much pain. And she did what she thought she had to do. So it will never happen again.
Uh-huh.
So people are just keep on calling. People are saying on the news that, you know, she's crazy, or that poor guy, he lost, you know, his, you know what, even though he deserved it, I think. And they have to realize that the other people, the doctors, the psychiatrists there, said she's a battered woman. She was abused and raped by this man several times. And people have to understand that when you're going through something like that, through any kind of mental anguish, you want to get rid of whatever's causing that pain.
That's true, but, how far are you allowed to go? Would she have gotten away with murder, do you think?
I don't know. I don't think that she, first of all, they said that she was going to get 20 years in prison if she was guilty, and they said that she could possibly get deported. And I thought it was ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And she does not deserve 20 years. I mean, there are men who, serial rapists,
uh-huh,
that go to court and they're free the next day.
Uh-huh.
And this woman did this in self-defense.
Right.
But she's been raped, abused, and battered several times by this pig.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not a man-hater, but I'm just, sticking up for her because everybody seems to be putting her down.
Right.
And she did it out of self-defense. And she's and possibly she could have gotten 20 years for this.
Well, now, how come the court didn't convict him? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. They should have. They really should have. But the thing is that he changed his story around twice. I don't understand.
I saw some testimony, and it was the most incredible thing I ever saw on TV, where he was, I forget exactly what he was being asked, but they were asking him, you don't remember this vital detail? And he's like, no, I can't remember. Then his lawyer steps up and says, well, it happened this way. And then he suddenly says, oh, yeah, you're right, it did.
Yeah.
It just seems so contrived and so funny, even, that he would actually think somebody would believe that. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think he was up to something. He did something bad.
Yeah, because I've been watching the news, and they have, from now, that Organization for Women,
uh-huh,
the leader of that group said, you know, did not stick up for her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm saying, well, maybe you never went through that. I mean, if you go through something as torturous, as tormenting,
right,
as being battered and raped, I mean...
Well, I think the message that she was probably trying to convey was that more violence is not the answer. The answer is more support for the,
yeah,
victim. And certainly she didn't get the support she needed. I think that's the real issue here. That's what needs to be addressed.
I mean, there's organizations and there's... And, I mean, like, now they said that she's going to be sent to a hospital. Mm-hmm. And I think for 45 days or more. But I think it would be a good idea because she could get, you know, caring and, you know, treatment and groups and women's group and stuff like that and survivors group. And they have books like The Courage to Heal for women who have gone through sexual abuse.
Yeah.
And I think it would help her greatly.
Yeah. I agree. I hope this leads to more support like that, more opportunities for people to go places and get the help they need, so that this kind of thing doesn't happen. And, you know, it's not the right road to go in any circumstance.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, if that happened to me, I wouldn't cut the guy's, you know, genitals off, because I'm not going to say the other word. And I wouldn't do that. I mean, I would you know, go to court and stuff like that, and like whatever. But I wouldn't, you know, go to cutting his thing off.
Yeah, it's, you got to wonder, though. I mean, for somebody to, obviously she thought about doing that, right?
Yeah.
And it took a bit of planning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's not all quite right in the head, right?
No.
I mean, I'm not saying it, you know, she brought herself to that condition. Obviously, things happened to her that made her kind of nutso there.
Yeah, but, you know, also, he would, like, verbally abuse her, saying that she was a piece of crap and that
right.
she was a nothing. So, I mean, after a while, you get a complex of saying, yeah, I am a nothing. I deserve this.
Yeah, and, you know, that verbal abuse is a lot more common than we think it is, and not just between husbands and wives, between
yeah.
parents and children, between peers, all kinds of people. Verbal abuse can really, really hurt. So, yeah that's something that you should never feel trapped by that. It always should be a place to go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Oh, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Can I get on that teleconference?
Let's see if it's still going on. If it is, I'll patch you in.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's see if the teleconference is still in progress. Hello, are you still there?
Yeah,
I'm still here. All of you still there?
What?
One left.
No, Joe left. He went to pick up some people.
So he arrived at his port of call, so to say.
That's the movie.
Okay. We have somebody else that wishes to join in. So we're going to patch her in. Just
right,
hold.
But after her, put someone like two more people in.
Well, if they ask to come on, have I turned anybody away?
And I know, but I'm just saying, you know, because a lot of people don't know what it is.
Well, if people want to join in on this conversation, all they have to do is ask, and we'll patch them in.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Here comes another person. Are you ready to be patched in?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The magic patching machine is in progress, and we are all patched together.
Hello.
Can you all hear
Hello.
Each other? Okay.
Hi.
They're going to indulge in social niceties and introduce themselves and that kind of thing, and we're going to continue on our way. Whew, it's 1:49, and this is Brain Damage.
Hello.
Good morning. You're on
Hello.
The air. Yes, you're on the air. You were on the air. You got to talk a little faster than that. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes. A little faster than that, too. Good morning.
Hi, Eric. How you doing?
Okay.
Pretty cool. I'm just going to change the subject.
You're not going to change the subject with only 5 minutes left in the show.
Well, it's a good one, because I have to ask you a class, because I'm in a dilemma.
Do you have an accent?
Yeah.
What kind of accent is that?
Excuse me?
Not to pry or anything like that, but I was curious what kind of accent you have.
I don't know. What kind of call?
Sort of southern, but it sounds like you've been in New York for a while.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Alabama, but I lived in New York for 10 years.
10 years starting 10 years ago, or 10 years and then you moved to Alabama and you're calling from there?
No, I lived in Alabama, then I moved here. I've been here for 10 years.
I see.
I go to college in Florida now.
Boy, so it's kind of like a ping pong type of thing, you know?
Yeah, well, my...
Start in Alabama. I'm talking like that too now. All right, well, never mind. Well, what's your question?
My dilemma is your
dilemma, or whatever.
Yeah, at my school, I go to the University of Jacksonville, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And they have something in my fraternity. Now, it's not bad. What I'm about to say is not bad. No curses or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But they have a contest, you know, a rank-out contest.
And the mere thought of it will repel us so much that we'll run screaming from the room. Is that true?
I came back and talked to all my buddies out here.
Yeah.
And they gave me some pretty good rank apps to bring back there to teach all them a lesson, because they're pretty good out there.
And nothing beats a New York rank app, does it?
So I want to tell you some, and I want to know if you like them.
Okay.
But they're not, no curses, none of that.
Okay.
None of that profanity.
Nothing obscene or indecent.
No profanity.
Nothing that would offend the USB listening audience.
The FC, whatever, we're not knocking.
Or the FTC or the FCC or any other organization or agency.
Right.
Or their families or friends.
Okay, so I'm going to keep... I have six that I'm thinking in my mind that I'm going to be telling you. Okay?
You have what?
I have six rank outs to tell you.
Six rank outs? I hope these are fairly short rank outs, because we have less than 6 minutes.
I don't want to take up much of your time, because, you know, I'm not from, you know, originally
right.
from here, so the hometown people got to be talking longer than
exactly.
that.
So let's get on with the rankouts.
Okay, so one is your mama is so slow it takes her an hour to make minute rice. Is that good?
That's all right. It's all right. It's good. It's good to get somebody's interest, perhaps.
I got some better ones. Ready?
All right.
Your mama is so dumb, she brought a ladder to a Giants game. That's good.
Oh, I get it. That's, I asked the sports section people that one. Call the sports section tomorrow and say it to them, and if they think it's funny,
then
you got
good.
Something. Because, yeah, you know, if you can get a sports fan insulted, then you got something
that's
done.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
All right, we're up to number three.
Your mama is so dumb, at her birthday party, she lit a match to see if she blew out all the candles.
That's not bad.
Okay.
These all seem to center around mothers.
Mothers, yeah. Well,
yeah.
That's the main topic.
Right, okay.
Because, I don't know.
That's the most effective weapon, I guess.
They try to hit from the heart, you know,
yeah,
they blow
exactly.
the belt.
Exactly.
So I'm just trying to get back up there, you know.
What are we up to, number four or number five?
Look, that box is going crazy, so we're up to number four.
Okay, let's hear number four.
Your mom is so dumb, she called information to find out the number for 911.
Now, you could be accused of plagiarism there, because on The Simpsons once... Homer
yeah.
Simpson did exactly that. He called up the operator and said, "Operator, what's the number for 911?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so be careful. If they're Simpsons fans, they might get you there.
Okay.
All right, so I just figured I'd warn you that. It's good. I like it.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, and it's obviously good enough to make it on The Simpsons.
Okay, cool. Your mama's breath is so funky that I don't know whether to give her toilet paper or gum.
Well, that's one that makes you think for a while.
Yeah, because her breath's so
strong. Yeah. I understand.
You know?
Okay, and we're up to the last one now.
Last one is
yeah.
it's really good. I saved the best for last, like Vanessa Williams. Okay, your mama is so funky that when she wore secret deodorant, it told on her.
Oh, boy.
Oh, is that good?
Well, yeah. If you make it that far, I think they'll be hard-pressed to come up with a comeback.
Yeah, because, you have it's like wrestling. You like wrestling?
I watch it all the time.
Macho Man.
It's incredible.
Yeah, well, Roy Rumble's on tonight, but that's besides the point.
Yeah,
anyway,
sure.
The contest we have down in Florida is kind of like a tag team. They have me and a partner, so I thought of these rankouts. And when I go back to college, he'll have some too. And we get to, like, tag each other in, you know, and we get to, like, rank out the other guys.
All right, well, listen, I wish you the best of luck in your rank-out contest.
None of them were racial because, you know,
right.
we're not into that scene.
Right, just insult mothers. I think that's fine.
Because mothers, you know, they don't really care because nobody really knows each other's mothers.
Exactly.
And say, like, your mom is so black that she has a red eye, she looks like a beeper, but I don't even know your mother, you know? So it kind of makes no sense.
I guess it doesn't.
I just want to say hi to Dimitri.
Yeah, thanks for sharing all that with us. Who else do you want to say hi to?
Just Dimitri, and I can't call you next week because, I'm leaving Wednesday to go.
Well,
back.
You'll be beginning the battle back then.
Yeah, I'm
all right.
School starts for me on Thursday, and I'm going back on Wednesday.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world, and
Eric,
we expect to hear back from you in the summer.
Okay, and no more Bobbitt stuff, all right?
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Sure. 632-6901. Actually, it's pointless getting out the numbers since we're almost out of time. Let's see who else is out there. Good morning.
Hi. How much time do I have to talk?
Not very much time. In fact, that was waste of time asking that question.
What's the topic tonight?
That's more waste of time because if I told you the topic, I mean, it wouldn't really make much difference since this is one of the last calls. What's on your mind? Let's get right to the issue.
Well, I was just thinking about the body part thing, and she should have went to jail for that because that's stupid.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, you think it's wrong?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to see that values are being instilled on society today.
Well, hey, is there any way I can get on teleconference?
Sure. Let me just put you on hold. And we'll add him in.
Okay.
All right, we're going to add another person in.
There we go.
Here we go. Whoops. Here we go. Uh-oh, I lost it. Where is it? There it is. You there?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, there's a bunch of you together now.
Hi. Okay.
All right. And they're all talking to each other. Let's go back to the phones real quick. Good morning.
I was wondering what that phone thing is. When you, like, call up, like, a certain number and you dial the electric of your number.
Yeah.
And you hang up, like, two times and it rings back.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
You know what? Have you done that?
Yeah.
What is that? Like, who's calling you back?
No, you're calling a ringback number.
What is that?
It's usually 660 plus your last four digits. You hang up twice, and your phone will ring back. It's just something that your phone can do.
There's, like, no purpose to that?
Well, other than to test out the phone to make sure it rings.
Oh, that's all it is?
That's all it is?
I thought it was some strange, like, phone. I don't know. Something for the phone company. Hello?
Yes. I don't know if we can fit any more people in there.
Oh, no?
It's kind of crowded.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Maybe next week.
I'd like to say one thing.
Go ahead.
It's robot. And one space robot. And we're going to conquer the world.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
632, I'm not giving out the number anymore. Last call. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to put this Bobbitt thing to rest. Considering the type of institutions available to the Judicial Department, don't you think that Lorena got the right place in the mental institution versus the penal institution?
Well, I think she needs help, yes. I do think she needs help.
It's confusing to be in the other one.
Yeah.
And how are we going to know she's rehabilitated when she does come back into society?
Exactly. I mean...
Would you date her?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I mean, it's really going to take a lot of guts to do that. I mean, a lot of understanding. I don't know. That would be something that I imagine would be hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, very hard to do.
And I think those are the only two alternatives for the Justice Department, just mental or penal, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Strangely enough.
Eventually they'll put computer chips in reprogramming.
Yeah, we can't do that. Listen, we're out of time.
Try calling this 1-800-CALL-ATC. What is that all about?
It's very complicated, but basically it's a way to get an operator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It doesn't lower the phone rate if you're at a payphone?
No. Listen, we gotta go.
Great.
Thanks for calling.
Listening late at night, you may think the band are not quite right.
But they are. We'll see you next week.
But they are. They just played like that.
This is Brain Damage. Stay tuned for Kenyon. Good night.
It doesn't really matter what chords I play, what words I say, or time of day it is, as it's only a long time.
Just for one show, he wouldn't have to wear tuxedos.
Yeah.